Let us all bow our heads and prepare our hearts.
请我们一同默祷预备我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, we begin our prayer session.
Hallelujah. 奉耶稣圣名开始早祷会。
Let's all rise together and sing hymn 379.
请我们一同站立唱赞美诗379首。
Once again, if you check your schedule, you'll see that it was supposed to be a student standing here.
我们如果看我们课程安排表，应该是学生带领早祷会。
But by the power of persuasion of two people, I am standing here before you once again.
可是因为人很有口才，两个人有口才，我今天还是站在这边。
But I thank God for this opportunity.
不过还是感谢神赐小弟这个机会。
Asked me to continue with sharing some testimony for as our encouragement for prayer.
我被鼓励继续分享我的见证，为的是鼓励弟兄姐妹在祷告之前做个勉励。
As I mentioned in the last testimony, that I spent 24 years in the Air Force, U.S. Air Force.
我上次做见证那个机会提到小弟在美国空军待了24年之久。
And during that time, I did a lot of jumping out of airplanes.
那这个时段之间，我是跳降落伞的。
84 jumps to be exact.
我总共是跳84次。
And that takes quite a toll on your body after a while.
那其实跳这个降落伞对身体是蛮劳累，蛮有蛮触动身体的。
And so through the years, my knees and my back were damaged.
那由于跳这么多次数，一年复一年这样的做，我的背、我的膝盖都有些受损。
I had retired from the Air Force in 1989.
我是1989年从空军退伍。
Up to that time, I had two knee surgeries.
那在那时候，我已经膝盖这个部分开刀两次了。
And prior to my being baptized, we were having a family service in our home.
在我受洗之前，我们有一次在我们的家家庭聚会。
I take that back. It was actually after I was baptized.
那应该是受洗之后的事。
And one Sabbath morning, because I had just had a knee surgery a week earlier, so I was not able to kneel down on both knees.
那由于因为我之前一个星期膝盖动手术，所以那天安息日早上我没办法跪下来祷告。
Even though my wife kept trying to encourage me to kneel down, I said my left knee, I just could not kneel.
我太太是鼓励我试试看，可是我左边这个膝盖真的是跪不下去。
So I would kneel on my right knee, and my left knee would be sticking straight out.
所以我跪的方法就是右边的膝盖全部下去，可是左边的膝盖是抬起来这样跪。
And during that prayer, suddenly I felt it felt like a warm hand that was pressing, massaging on my knee.
我祷告的时候感觉有一只很温暖的手在替我的膝盖按摩。
And at first I thought it was my wife trying to force my knee down to the floor.
首先我第一个意念是我太太是硬要把我左边的膝盖也压下去跪下。
But when I opened my eyes and looked, there was no one there.
可是我张开眼的时候并没有人在我身旁。
And so as I closed my eyes and continued in the prayer, I still felt this hand.
我闭上眼睛继续祷告的时候，我还是有感觉到一只手在摸着我的膝盖。
And by the time the prayer ended, I was kneeling on both knees.
在祷告结束的时候，我真的是两膝跪下在祷告。
There was no pain.
那这个疼痛完全的消失了。
God had completely taken it away.
神已经把我的痛完全的把它止息了。
And you can imagine the joy and the tears that I shed.
那你们可以想象我当时有这个体验，多么的喜乐，多么的感动，流泪。
I hadn't even asked for that.
因为我甚至连求这种意志都没有。
But God knew what I needed.
可是神他知道我的需要。
And then in 2001, my back really began to bother me. I'd always had some problem through the years, but in 2001, it got to the point where I just couldn't bear it any longer.
后来在2001年的时候，我的背真的是不行了。我之前是有脊椎的问题，可是到2001真的是忍不下去。
And so I went to the doctor, and he said, he took x-rays and did an MRI.And he said, it's not a matter of whether you need the surgery, it's a matter of whether are you ready.
所以医生做了一些诊断，他照了 X 光，还有做了一些其他的测验，他结论是，问题不是你要不要开刀，是要什么时候开刀。
And I asked him what he meant by that.
那我问他，你这是什么意思？
He said, well, the surgery...The recovery is quite long, and it's also very painful.
医生说，我动手术之后，这个复健的过程非常漫长，又非常的难过。
He said you will have to wear a back brace, from the chest all the way to the hips for 6 months.
医生说，你必须六个月之久戴着从胸部到你的腰部一个架子来支撑你的脊椎。
So during that time, you will not be able to drive.
那在这个时段，你无法开车。
And you will also be taking a lot of pain medication.
那你也必须吃很多止痛药。
But I figured the pain that I was going through at that time would probably be worse than the pain that I would go through during the recovery. So I agreed to the surgery.
那我当时想，我当时真的非常的痛，我想复健的痛应该比不上目前的状况真的痛，所以我同意要动手术。
The surgery involved, they were going to have to remove two of the discs in my spine.
那这个手术就是要把两个脊椎的脊椎盘，两个脊椎盘从我的脊椎挪去。
And that they would take chips of bone from my hip and insert it where those discs were.
然后从我的腰的这个骨骨头把它抽出来，放入这个两个盘的地方。
They will put rods, titanium rods and screws to support the spine.
然后用一些螺丝，还有一些一些短的一些双支撑的一种系统来放在我脊椎。
This is called a spinal fusion.
这个是叫做脊椎结合。
Because those bones that they take, the chips of bone that they take from my hips actually fuse together and begin to grow into my spine.
因为这个从我腰部所取出的骨，它是放入脊椎，让它在那边长，把它就是结合在一起，成为一块。
Now the doctor told me that normally when he does operations on the spine, he likes to actually cut the belly open and go in.From the belly to operate on the spine.
医生告诉我，他自己比较认为可靠的方法就是脊椎靠刀要从前面切入，从肚腹这边。
Because going in through that way, the healing process is quicker and there's less danger of paralysis.
医生说，从前面这样切开，复健的时间可以缩短，而且比较减少。瘫痪的危险。
But in my case, because there was such compression in my spine that he wasn't sure if he would be able to do it through the belly, then so most likely he's going to have to go through the back.
可是这个医生说，因为我的脊椎的状况，我这个是是算我脊椎比较有这个。压紧的现况，所以他说他不确定，可能必须从后面开刀。
And so on the day of surgery, I was in the preoperative room.
那动手术之前，我是在预备手术这个病房里。
And they were preparing me to give me an injection, to start the IV and give me some happy juice, as I call it.
那在那边，他们打点滴又开始打就是麻醉的药。
And the doctor came in and he was actually quite happy and he says, I've got some good news for you.
那医生竟然他非常乐观地说，我有好消息。
He says, I think I can go in through the belly.
医生说，好像我们从前面肚子那边切入是可以的。
He said, I looked at your MRI again, and he says, I think there's enough room for me to go in through the belly.
我看你诊断的这个结果，我们从前面这样切好像有足够的空间。
And he explained again why it's better to go in through the belly.
他又解释了为什么从前面是比较好，比较适合。
And he said, the choice was up to me.
那可是他说决定还是由你。
And by this time, that medication was starting to take effect, and I was getting a little bit sleepy.
那这时候麻醉药已经有一点效了，所以我有一点有睡眠的感觉。
And so I just asked him, I said, can you give me one minute?
所以我问医生说，可不可以给我一分钟？
And all I could do was just in my heart, I could only say one thing.
那我心里只能再想一句话。
I said, Lord, let whatever comes out of my mouth be according to your will.
主啊，求你我现在口中出的话是按照你的旨意。
So he came back into the room and he said, have you decided?
所以医生他退出了这个病房，他后来又回来问我说，你决定了吗？
And I said, go through the back.
我就说我们从后面动手术。
Are you sure?
从背动手术。医生说你确定吗？
Because the incision is about 10 inches.
因为这个一个就有十寸之长。
And I said, go through the back. And then I went off into happy land.
那我说从背开刀，然后我就进入甜美的梦想了。
The surgery was only supposed to take 3 hours.
原则上开刀的时间是三个小时。
I was in the operating room 11 hours.
我待在这个动手术的病房有11小时。
Because my heart stopped twice.
因为我心脏有两次停止。
They had to shock me.
我们必须以休克来使心脏重新跳作。
And so after, while I was in the recovery room, the doctor came in.
在我手术完毕之后，我在病房的时候，医生来看我。
He said, why didn't you tell me you had heart problems?
他告诉我，你为什么没有告诉我你有心脏病？
I said, why didn't you tell me? You're the ones that did all the exam beforehand.
是你做诊断，你为什么没有告诉我？
He said, he told me my heart had stopped twice and they had to shock me. And he said that I gave them a real scare.
然后他医生告诉我，我手术的时候心脏停止两次，真的把他们吓得半死。
I said, well, you're scaring me right now.
那我说，是你现在把我吓得半死。
And he says, it was the best decision you probably made in your life.
医生就跟我说，你当时说从背开刀，这是你一生以来应该是最正确的一个决定。
He said, because once I got in there, I realized I wouldn't have had enough room.
因为我们动手术开始，我就发觉，如果从前面我们开始开刀，绝对没有足够的空间。
He said, and then if we had cut your belly open and all your intestines and everything on the outside, and the problem that we had with your heart,You wouldn't have survived.
那医生说，如果我们从腹这边切入，你的肠子都会跑出来。那因为你还有心脏病，所以基本上你是没有存活的一个几率。
You know, I thank God so much for that. Just that brief little prayer in my heart.
我很感谢神那一刹那，那一个小时刻的祷告默祷，神的带领。
That I could experience.The power, the love, and the mercy of God.
真的在那短短时刻可以体验神的怜悯、神的恩典、神的大爱。
I want to shift for a moment to something that the doctor had. The condition I am in right now is not related to that back surgery.
那我现在身体的情况是跟当时脊椎开刀无关。
I have a condition, and I know he's not going to be able to interpret.Ankylosing spondylitis. I have enough trouble saying it. Ankylosing spondylitis.
我是有一个免疫力系统的一种疾病。
Basically, it's an autoimmune disease.
它是免疫力系统自己控制 自己的一个疾病。
Where my immune system is overactive.
因为我的免疫系统过于敏感。
And so what happens is whenever I do strenuous exercise or work, my immune system thinks that my body is under attack.
所以每次我运动操劳或者是工作操劳，我的免疫系统会以为它在受攻击。
And so it begins to send out these signals to attack what it believes is the bad cells, but it's actually attacking the good cells in my body.
所以它会以为有不好的细胞在侵入、在攻击，所以它会传达讯号来攻击这些细胞。可是这个细胞其实是我自己的细胞。
And so all of the tendons, the ligaments, the in my joints, especially in my spine and my hips.Come under attack.
因此我所有的筋，尤其是我腰部和背部脊椎的筋，都会被我自己的免疫系统所攻击。
And they get destroyed.
那这样慢慢的被损坏。
And then eventually what happens is all of those ligaments and tendons become calcified. They turn to bone.
到时候这些筋会钙化，会变成骨头。
And so it is a very painful process.
那这个过程非常的疼痛。
There is no cure.
目前以来是没有医疗的方式。
There's medications, biological type medications, injections. I used to have to inject myself in my belly once a week.
有生物类似的一些一些可以打针的东西，我以前是一个星期必须自己为自己在肚子打针一次。
Doctor said, "Well, it will lower your immune system, so you don't have these attacks, and you'll be able to go on. You'll be pain free for, a few months, and then we'll have to continue to take these treatments."
那医生解释说，这个打针下去，让你免疫系统的敏感度减低，让你能够。照常生活，不过在一个两个月之后还是要继续打，还是会有这个情况发作的现象。
And he said that the bottom line is this. He said, from the time I was diagnosed, he said, within 5 years, you will be in a wheelchair.
医生说，长话短说，就是从发现有这个疾病的时候，5年内你一定是坐轮椅。
It's been 10 years now.
那现在已经过了10年。
I've stopped all the medication.
我所有的医疗、所有的药都不吃。
Not because the pain is gone. The pain is definitely still there.
那我不是说这个痛没了，这个痛还是存在。
But because that medications that I was taking really was doing no good.
可是我停止吃药的的原因就是因为它其实对我的身体不利。
It was making me sicker.
其实这个药让我更觉得有病。
And the doctor was very upset with me. He says, why don't you want to take this medication?
那医生对我非常不满，说你我教你吃药，你为什么没有吃药呢？
I said, because I've decided to rely on God.
那我的答案是因为我决定要投靠神。
And he looked at me and he said, but you're in so much pain. Are you crazy?
那医生看着我说，我知道你这样非常的痛，你难道是癫狂了吗？
So you don't want to even take pain pills?
你连止痛药都不要吗？
I said, no.
我说不要。
I said, I will rely on God.
我要投靠神。
And I told him, I said, he's a very faithful Jew.
那这个医生是很虔诚的犹太人。
I said, you as a Jew, you should understand the importance of reliance upon God.
那我对他说，你是犹太人，你应该了解投靠神这是什么意思，什么意义嘛。
He stopped. He said, yes, I'm a Jew.
那他停顿了一下说，是的，我是犹太人。
But I'm also a doctor.
可是我也是医师。
And I have to worry about my patients.
那我有责任照顾我的病人。
He said, I see your faith is stronger than mine.
那他说，我现在看出你的信仰比我还刚强。
And so I thank God every day. I just pray that He gives me the strength to get through each day.
所以我感谢神，而且我是每日祷告，求神每日加添我力量，能够平安的度过。
My pain level stays at about a 5 to 6 every day.
我每天其实平均疼痛的程度有大概7分8分。
Some mornings I get up, it's off the chart.And I even have a hard time getting up.
有时候我起来真的是，蛮 蛮让我心酸的，连起来都不能起来，因为实在太痛。
But you know, just like Paul, God is actually helping me to learn to live with this.
可是就像保罗一样，神是在训练我能够这样的靠着他的恩典活下去。
And I believe as long as He wants to use me in His service, He will help me get through each day.
但我深信，如果神的旨意是我来服侍他，来协助圣工，他一定会一日接一日的来帮助我。
Because there were times even when I was on the Sabbath giving a sermon, and the pain in my hips was so strong, I'm constantly rocking back and forth.
因为有时候我按息日正道的时候，我腰真的是痛得不能再痛，所以我必须摇摆一下，让它轻松一下。
And I'm giving a sermon, I'm smiling, and I'm sharing God's word, but in my heart I'm going, Oh Lord, Oh Lord, Oh Lord, Oh Lord, help me.
那我讲到的时候带着笑容分享神的话，可是我一边摇摆，心在里面想，主啊，主啊，主啊，求你帮助，求你帮助。
I say, this is your message, you got to help me get through this.
我所讲达的是你的讯息，你一定要帮助我讲完。
God is so wonderful, He always does.
那神真的很奇妙，他每次都会帮助。
So, I know firsthand the love of God.
所以我亲身知道并且体验到神的大爱。
I will share with you switching to, because all of my family members, not just me, but all of my family members have experienced God's grace and mercy during the power of prayer.
那其实我也想分享，不只是我自己，我的家人都体验到祷告中的力量。
When my wife was pregnant with our youngest child.
我太太怀孕的时候，就是我们最小的小孩的时候。
This would have been around 1983.
这个是大概1983年的时候。
I was still in the Air Force.
我那时候还是在空军。
And we were living on the military base.
我们是在这个空军的这个基地，在空军的基地居住。
And I was at work.And my wife was home.
我那时候上班，我太太在家。
She was about 8 months pregnant.
她那时候已经怀孕八个月。
And so she was home. She was eating.
那时候她在家里吃饭。
And suddenly she began to choke.
那突然她呛到了。
And to the point where she couldn't let air out or take air in.
那她呛到这个程度是没办法吸气，也没办法吐气。
And she said she began to really panic.
那时候就心里真的惊慌起来。
She ran to the phone, picked up the phone, but then she realized she couldn't speak.
她跑到电话想要打电话，可是她又想起她说不出话来。
She ran outside.
她跑出门外。
But all the neighbors were at work.
那所有的邻居他们都去上班。
She said she could feel herself getting lightheaded.
她就觉得快要昏迷过去。
And she knew she was going to die.
她知道她这样继续下去，就是会死。
And she remembered that I was a medical professional, so she remembered that I had always taught her and my children the Heimlich maneuver, where if someone's choking, they pull up on their stomach.
那当时因为我是在空军的医疗专家，所以她有记住我有曾经告诉他，如果有呛到这个现象，必须哪边要怎么样压。
Or you could lean over the back of a chair and press your own stomach against the back of the chair.
那如果是自己一个人，可以靠着一个椅背来压住、撑住自己的肚腹。
But she's 8 months pregnant. She can't do this.
可是她当时因为八个月怀孕，她没办法这样做。
So when she had run outside to look for neighbors, and she realized she thought she was going to die.
那她跑向门外想要找邻居的帮助，她发觉她过不久她真的会死亡。
Her thought first was not for herself, but for her baby.
她第一所想到的不是自己，是她的小孩。
And so she knelt down in our front yard.
所以她在我们的前院跪下。
And in her heart and her mind, she said, Hallelujah, Lord, please save my child.
那她心里像是祷告说，主啊，求你救我的婴孩。
If it's my turn to go, I will go.
如果我时间到了，就算吧。
But let my child live.
可是求你让我的小孩能够活下去。
Suddenly, the object that was in her throat came out.
那突然卡在她喉咙的这个东西就被吐出来。
She was gasping for air.
那她就 就气喘很严重。
But the whole time she's saying Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
可是她一面气喘，一面说着 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
He said, God, why do you love me so much?
那她就想，神啊，你为什么这么的爱我？
The love of God is sometimes more than what we can measure.
神的爱是常常超过我们所能测透的。
I have time for one more.
我还有时间讲一个。
Many years ago, I was attending a GA meeting in Philadelphia.
许多年前，我在费城参加一个美国总会的会议。
And it was in the winter time.
那这时候是冬天。
And it was cold. It was snowing.
天气非常寒冷，并且下雨下雪。
And I had to fly from Philadelphia. To Cincinnati and then Cincinnati to Tampa.
那我的班机安排是从费城到 Cincinnati， 然后从 Cincinnati 到佛罗里达的 Tampa。
And as we're taking off, I'm sitting in the aisle seat. I always like the aisle seat.
那我个人坐飞机比较喜欢走道，那时候我也是坐在走道旁边。
First, because it's easier for me to go to the bathroom.
第一，当然就是上洗手间比较方便。
Secondly.You can see where the exit signs are, and you know when to exit.
第二，坐在走道比较容易看到紧急出口是在哪边。
And third, I can see the coffee and the food cart coming up.
那第三，能够看到空中人员什么时候拿东西给我们吃喝。
So I'm sitting in the aisle, and there's a gentleman sitting next to me and a lady by the window.
那我坐在走道旁边，我旁边是一个男士，那坐在窗户那边是一个女士。
And so, as I'm sure all of you have experienced, just sitting there, people start reading their magazine or checking, looking their laptops, whatever.
那相信我们坐飞机都有看到，一般坐飞机的时候，飞机的乘客就是看他们的电脑、平板电脑，或者是自己在读报纸。
And so we begin to take off.
所以我们开始起飞。
And as we're actually taxiing down the runway, I just had this feeling something wasn't right with this aircraft.
飞机还在走跑道的时候，还没跑走跑道的时候，我就想这个飞机我觉得有哪里不对劲。
You know, 24 years in the Air Force, you fly in a few airplanes.
我是空军已经24年了，我应该是有坐过些飞机。
Something just didn't feel right.
那我不知道是什么，可是我觉得有什么不对劲。
And as we take off, and suddenly we're probably getting close to 10,000 feet.
我们起飞的时候大概达到一万英尺的时候。
There was a loud bang.
就突然很大棒了一声。
I mean, it was extremely loud.
这个是很大很大的像爆炸的声音。
And I could see, looking out the window, because I saw the bright light outside the window of the airplane by the wing.
那
we're sitting over the wing.
我从这个窗户看到有很强烈的光进来，是从这个机翼那边过来的。
It was like a big fireball that suddenly just came from there, passed through the airplane, and it was like it went out the other side.
一个很巨大的火球，它从这个飞机的一个翅膀到飞机的这个本体，然后又到另外一端的翅膀。
We lost all power.
那当时所有的电都没了。
You know how the flight attendants always tell you that, you know, in case of a power failure, those emergency lights will come on.
我们常常听到空中服务人员说，如果有失去电源的这个现象，走道会有灯点起，对不对？
They lied.
他们是说谎的。
It didn't come on.
我这个班机是没有这个现象。
Total darkness.
飞机里面是完全的黑暗。
The plane began to drop.
那这飞机就往下直奔。
People were screaming.
那里面的乘客都大喊大叫。
Including me.
包括我在内。
You know, people that, you know, when you're facing death, you know, you often, sometimes people wonder, what's your last thoughts going to be?
一般人要遭遇死亡，我们会想他们最后一刻所思想的是什么。
And I'm sorry, and I apologize to my family, but they weren't the first thoughts on my mind.
那我对我家人很抱歉，我第一想到的其实不是他们。
My first thoughts were, why me?
我第一想到的是为什么是这样？为什么是换我？
What did I do wrong?
我到底做错了什么事？
I'm going to die.
我现在要死了。
But then, suddenly I thought, why Why am I afraid?
可是突然我又想起，为什么必须这么恐惧呢？
The sense of weightlessness was there because you were dropping and your body is still like kind of rising.
那因为飞机掉的速度很快，所以简直是因为这个它的速度，自己的身体有浮起来的一种感觉。
And suddenly there was a hymn that came through my mind.
那突然有一首诗浮现在我的脑海里。
It's not a hymn from our hymn book.
这首诗不是我们赞美诗的一首诗。
It was a hymn that was made popular by of all people, Elvis Presley.
是Elvis Presley 是由 Elvis Presley 把他。
Mal one. Elvis Presley, Mal one.
是
That was his Chinese name.
是茂瓦他所唱着一首诗，由他普遍化的。
It was called "Precious Lord, Take My Hand."
他这一首诗的主题是亲爱的主，系我手。
He says, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand."
他说，亲爱主，系我手，由我前行，由我留住。
And so I began in my, you know, in my mind, my heart, I'm singing these lyrics.
那在我的心中，我就唱起这首诗的词来。
And I also began to pray in the spirit.
那同时，我也以灵言祷告。
And the guy sitting next to me is yelling at me to shut up.
那坐在我旁边这个男士就是喊着我说：“你闭嘴，你闭嘴。
”And so I shut up.
那我就真的 就闭上口。
But in my heart, I was still praying.
可是我就是继续心中祷告。
And I'm still singing this hymn.
那我还是唱着这首诗。
And then suddenly, it got very quiet in the plane.
那突然呢，飞机里面就是一片安宁。
And a peace came over us.
那有一种说不出来的平安来进入了我的心。
And then.The lights came on.
然后突然灯又点了起来。
We could hear the engine coming on, and the plane began to slowly climb again.
引擎又突然动起来，那飞机也慢慢的往上飞了。
And you know the strangest thing is, I look at the people all around me.
那最奇特的是，我刚看我左右的这些乘客。
And the guy next to me and the lady are carrying on a conversation like nothing happened.
那我左边的两个人，他们就彼此对谈，好像没有发生什么事一样。
The guy sitting over on the other side of the aisle, he's got his newspaper open, and he's reading his newspaper.
坐在走道的另外一边的男士，他也拿起报纸来读，好像真的没发生什么一样。
You know, I'm thinking, what's wrong with you people? We almost died.
那我在想，你们到底在搞什么？我刚刚几乎要死，不是吗？
But then.The navigator came walking down the aisle with a flight attendant.
那后来这个副驾驶员还有一位空中服务员走向就是走道。
And so one of the guys grabbed the navigator and he said, "What happened?"
所以有一个乘客他抓住这个副驾驶员说，到底刚刚发生了什么事？
He said, "Oh, it was nothing. It was what we call static discharge."
那这个副驾驶员就说，哦，没什么什么事，是就是静电而已。
He said, "You know, like when you take your clothes out of the dryer and you get that static electricity that pop."
那这个副驾驶员就解释说，像你洗衣服完烘干机之后，不是拿出你的衣服的时候会有静电吗？
He said, "That's what it was."
就是这样而已。
He said, "We did lose."One engine, though.
我们是有一个引擎，它有一些问题。
I'm thinking, wait a minute. We only have two engines.
那我想一下，我们只有两个引擎而已。
And the second thing is, I'm thinking static discharge. In all my years in the Air Force, I never heard that term.
第二，我想是什么静电？我在美国空军服务24年，从来没听说过这种的问题。
So we had to fly less than 10,000 feet.
所以我们因为飞机之前发生问题，我们必须高度少于1万英尺。
So we start coming into Cincinnati.
所以我们开始向辛辛那里降落。
The snow and the wind and you can see it just.Zooming by the windows as we start to land.
那有暴风雪，有很强烈的风，我们就是这样的气候当中降落。
So finally, we bounce into I don't say land, we bounced into Cincinnati.
所以当时候我们降落是应该形容成撞落的状态，这样下降。
And everybody's cheering.
那大家就掌声欢呼。
And then all of a sudden we hit a patch of ice.
那突然这个飞机行过一片的冰。
And we start sliding sideways down the runway.
那现在不是直的走，是侧着走。
So those cheers turned to screams.
所以这些欢呼又变成大声大喊大叫。
Including me.
包括我在内。
But finally we hit a dry patch of concrete and we taxied into the airport.
可是最后
terminal.
还是飞机还是值得走，安安全全的到达了机场。
And so as I'm transferring one plane to another, the flight attendant was standing at the doorway, and I could see the cockpit to the new aircraft. The door was open. The pilot was inside.
在我转机的时候，快要下机的时候，那时候有一个服务员在驾驶那边，那个机长也在那边。
So I shared with the flight attendant, was a young man. I shared with him.What had just happened.
那这个空中服务员是一位男士，我就这是我第二个班机。那我跟这个服务员分享我们之前那个班机那个所经历的情况。
And I said, Have you ever heard of static discharge?
请问你有没有听说过因为静电失去引擎这种现象？
So then he turned to the captain, and the captain had actually been hearing our conversation.
那当时那个机长他正在旁听我们在说什么，但他有听到。那这个空中服务员转向机长。
He said, "I'm going to have to remember that term."
我这一招我应该学一学。
In case I have to use it in the future.
以后出事就说是这个好了。
But thank God.
感谢神。
I'm here with you today.
现在我本人在这边与你们分享神的话。
And what was that funny was when I apologized to the man and the lady sitting next to me if I had disturbed them in my prayer.
那在我下第一班机之前，我向我旁边的女士和男士道歉，说我如果当时祷告，请你们原谅包容一下。
He said, "Oh, that was a prayer."
他们就问说，哦，你那是那叫做祷告、哦。
He said, "I thought you were being hysterical."
我以为你是癫狂，什么东西发作。
But he said, "Your singing is what calmed us."
那他又解释说，我们当时安妮一片，就是因为你在唱诗。
He said, "I was singing."
那我说，我真的有唱出声来吗
？I was in my heart.
我以为是我在心中自己默想。
He said, "I don't sing very well."
我不是很善于唱诗的一个人。
So.Again, I thank God and to show you just the power of prayer, whether it's a long prayer or even just a short prayer.
所以我真的很感谢神，而借着我的见证，我想我们可以看出祷告的大力，不管是短时一瞬间的祷告，还是长时间的祷告。
When we stay close to God, He will abide with us.
我们亲近神，神必与我们同在。
Let's come forward to pray.
请我们到前面一起祷告。